This article is entitled The Cookie Substitute. My mother was a fabulous cook, especially with desserts. At church socials, people would always ask a family member, What did your mother bring? She also shared her garden abundance. Sharing food, whether cooked or uncooked, seemed to be her way that she shared herself. Even though Mother was incredibly generous with food, she had a hard time sharing herself in other ways. And for a long time, I resented what I felt to be a lack of love between us. I wanted her to fully open her heart to me. And to me, that meant that she would talk to me. She would verbally share with me. It felt as if she didn't love me because she didn't share her heart in that way that I wanted it to be shared. With maturity, I discovered that Mother wasn't just handing me a cookie as a love substitute, but instead she was handing me many parts of herself as she handed me a cookie. Her cooking contained creativity, patience, structure, and nurturing. Her bread baking took qualities that I obviously was never able to pull together in baking because I could never recreate her wondrous bread. So when someone shares with you, no matter what shape it takes, be sure to look past the surface so you can acknowledge all the heart gifts that went into it. Don't do as I did and see the cookie as a poor love substitute. Also, take a minute to remember how you share yourself before you share. Maybe you share by growing flowers. Maybe you share through playing sports or playing music together or listening to music together. Much to my amazement, many people today have learned to share through their computer skills. That's an amazing thing to me since I don't have those. Basically, any physical action that we give to or do with another person is a way for us to share the qualities of our heart. So by becoming aware of what you are sharing, you will become aware of what others are sharing as long as it's a heart-to-heart sharing. So opening up to the many gifts you receive each day will make a huge difference in your love quotient. Of course, there will be some qualities you wish a friend had, which they don't, but discovering the ones they do have will fill that inner need for sharing with another human being that we all have. However, unless you are aware of your heart gifts, you might just be handing people a cookie substitute. So start each project with an intent to express parts of yourself. The more aware of heart gifts you become, the more love you will be able to share. Okay, Terry, do you have any questions or examples that might help us?
While I was listening, I hearkened back to your book, Soulmate or Cellmate, and how me personally and most people I know get really needy in relationship, and they want their partner, I want my partner to, like you were saying with your mom, I want them to give me this or that or whatever. I have in my head a picture, a construct of how they should be and what I should get from them. And when they don't, then I feel like I can't get it. And, you know, you say in your book over and over again that that isn't the point of relationship, and about the third space and all that. But this article just reminded me of that history of neediness that I've been. And how there's actually a bouquet of energies everywhere, but when I need them from a particular person, I don't see the bouquet.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.